From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Vatos Locos Forever, we'll be talking about this tomorrow on Weekend Hobnobbing, but for the first time ever, one of my favorite movies of all time on a Throwback Thursday, Blood In, Blood Out, is streaming this Cinco de Mayo weekend on Hulu.
Look at that.
It's never streamed before, so check that out and enjoy. We're Covino and Rich, Vatos Locos, broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
And don't forget, Danny G put up that podcast. Thank you, Danny G, every day after the show. Boo-hoo, the best of, and each hour. And, of course, overpromised after
today.
Our show today.
Yeah, we got Sergeant Slaughter, Old School Wrestling, 4
That's
p.m. on the West, 7 p.m. on the East on Fox Sports Radio's YouTube page. And Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator.
Regulators!
That's implementing comprehensive reforms and the sports combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help its athletes keep safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. I'm Steve Covino with Danny G and Iowa Sam and Monty. We're here on the West Side. And, of course, Rich Davis is in New York this weekend.
You know what I said to that?
What?
Dead ass.
You're just throwing out slang.
I know.
Now, check this out. Every Thursday, Fox Sports Radio Nation, we go old school and 50 hits on the clock. And we're talking old school slang, primarily 90s slang. But if you want to incorporate sports in any way or any sort of 80s slang, it doesn't matter. Today's slang, or if you just want to chop it up and talk about it, because we think it's an important way to communicate, as goofy as it is. And we also got to nod to the hip-hop community, to the surfing community, Iowa Sam was saying, to the younger kids, because they keep the slang going, right? And Danny G, you wanted to shout out someone in particular.
Yeah, E-40 from the Bay Area, or the Yay Area, as he made very famous. I mean, you're talking Captain Save-A-Ho. He made things like broccoli known, and the list goes on. And I mean, you look, there's a dictionary on E-40.
He's
online.
One of the kings of slang for
sure. Yeah, catting out. I mean, he's got catting off. I think about my family who moved from LA to the Bay, and within 10 years, they all sound like E-40.
Yeah. You know, that's funny, too. You start realizing, I guess maybe when you go to college, you start meeting people from outside of the state you grew up in, that everybody uses different slang, and you start incorporating that, and you got a lot of it from music. So, you know, props to people that kept it going. But what were some that you used? Let's share some. Let's reminisce a little bit. 877-99 on Fox. Now, the reason we got to this point, Rich,
that's
is because that is heavy. That's sort of 80s, 1985, back
then. Well, there's something wrong with the gravitational pull.
Yeah, but it's a good one. Rich, there was a video that went semi-viral this weekend on social media. How do I know that? Because I saw it. I watched it. And then Danny G was like, hey, did you see this one? And I believe it's Mark Goodman. I'm not sure.
Yeah, man, this is your friend from back in the
Our
day.
Our old pal Mark Goodman, but he doesn't have the afro in his clip. He has like this feathered sort of look. And he's going over like slang from the 90s. And you got to take a listen because I don't know if it's true for everybody. Again, this is a national show. We all use different slang. Take a listen.
Well, here are some other phrases you want to know if you want to be sure to sound hip in the 90s.
Hip.
Yo. A greeting.
Yo, Curb. What's up?
Bucked. In the 80s, it was just wasted.
I don't know how many I had, but boy, did I get bucked. I sure felt it the next morning. That was really the worst thing I'd ever done.
I hope you didn't drive home.
No way.
MacGyver, as in the TV show where the impossible is often accomplished.
I can't believe you got off that speeding ticket. What a MacGyver.
Norville.
What?
To secretly undermine.
What? I can't believe you saw your job. You've really been Norville.
Black and Decker, or a real tough assignment. You get the analogy, right?
This job is a real grind. It's just a Black and Decker.
Some phrases may be around forever.
Well, look, I gotta run. Peace.
Bye, Tom.
Yo,
one last word
clip
for words of the 90s.
Is we
you gotta remember that hip slang changes rather quickly, so if you want to use any of these phrases, you better use them in a hurry. I mean, think of Bart Simpson. Cowabunga is dreadfully out of date, hardly out of style, and you don't want to appear bizotic, do you?
Now, oh, it's so funny because anytime you see people trying to incorporate slang, they sound like cornballs. And yeah. I remember it was from this movie. It's like when your parents start saying things like bling, bling, you know it's gone too far and it's corny, right? Like it hits
bling,
a point
bling.
Where it's corny and you're embarrassing
no,
your kids.
God, please, no.
Now, that clip, I saw it too, Danny G. And what I said to myself when I saw it was like, of course I said yo. Everybody said yo. I still say yo.
Yo,
I don't know
MTV
if I got
raps.
It from Yo MTV Raps or what, but we all say yo. Or maybe because I'm Hispanic and yo soy Steve. What's up? But yo.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yo, my grandma was saying yo. Now, bucked I never used in that term, in that way.
Never
MacGyver, we all used, but not in that way.
As a verb.
Right.
You say we MacGyvered it.
We MacGyvered it. But it was something that you did in a crafty way. You put something together and you MacGyvered it. Norvold? I never even heard of that or whatever they said in that clip. Black and Decker, never used that one. You, Danny G?
Mm-mm.
All right, so let's share some. Let's go over some. And which ones do you like from today? You know, I'll tie some sports into this because you think they're universal. The world's a smaller place now. So thanks to social media, kids pick up on things all over the place. Like, I threw one out the other day to Rich, and I thought it was like a universal one, but it wasn't. I was like, dude, that guy's throwing 102 miles per hour. He's throwing cheese. And Rich was like, what does that mean? I'm like, yo, bro, he's throwing cheddar, bro. He's throwing cheese.
I got the phrase, but we never use that.
You understood, but you never used that
before. We used to say cheddar for money.
Yeah,
yes.
Cheddar for money.
Yeah, same.
I only ad-libbed because he wasn't getting the cheese that I was spilling. Like, that dude was throwing cheese, right? And how about this one? How about you remember if you were playing Junior Legion baseball or even Little League? The first time you heard two ducks in a pond, you're like, what does that mean? You used that one, right, Rich?
Two ducks on the pond. That means two runners on base.
You got two runners on base. So there's baseball slang. There's the booyahs of the world. There's some great sports slang that you could also.
You know what? Keith Hernandez on the Mets broadcast, he always calls an RBI a ribeye steak.
A ribeye steak,
yeah,
man.
Like, there's good sports lingo. So if you want to throw that in there,
grand
something
salami.
That's dated.
Grand slam, grand salami.
Grand salami. The golden sombrero, four strikeouts in one game.
There's plenty of them. And sometimes you just don't, Like, I
By the way, aren't you wearing a golden sombrero this weekend for Cinco de Mayo?
I am, of course, every Cinco de Mayo. Like, one, I feel like that sort of sprouted, and again, it's easy to figure out, and you know what it means, but I feel like it came to be in the past 6 to 8 years was like winning that chip. He's got that chip. I'm like, what chip? The Tostito chip? What chip? Oh, the championship. Oh, that. You know, that became a thing in the past few years, to my knowledge. But let's go over some 90s slang, and I have a question for you guys. Growing up, a lot of hip-hop kids in my hometown, and even saying that sounds corny, but
you
know what I mean.
They got crunk?
They were getting crunked, and they would say, yo, word is bond. Word is bond.
Or word is born.
Now, see, Danny G, you said it. Hold on.
All right.
Now, Rich, there's been a discrepancy my whole life, right? Danny G just said word is born, right? Word is born. But the slang, I think, was word is bond, meaning my word is my bond. So word is bond, bring it in.
It's
my
like the
word
two collided.
is my bond. But then it turned into like word is born. And I never got that. And I always, knew.
You know why? Because you grew up weird. Covino also said as a little kid, nanny nanny poof poof.
Dude, I did. But I grew up with a bunch of foreign kids. So anyway, was it word is bond or word is born? That was my first question because I used to hear both growing up.
I heard both also. And there's one that kids have brought back now, and I feel like some of them think they invented it.
Yeah.
Because Mary, why you bugging, who works here now on the board, she said, I bet. And we've been saying that for decades.
Yeah, that came,
I bet.
That came back.
The bet thing, I'm out on.
You're
I'm
out.
On. Like, no, but JJ McCarthy
but
bet.
I heard one of our teenagers say it the other day, and I was like, you guys are saying that now? We said that back in the late 80s, early 90s.
You know, wasn't it make
Danny,
a bet?
Nah. Danny, you know how there's certain – listen, we always talk about how trends are cyclical. They always come back. Yet there are things that will never come back. Like, to me, guys having a mustache, not ironically, is tough for me to see it come back, right? Like, in an ironic hipster way, but, like, I don't think the average – guy's gonna rock a mustache
like a Freddie Mercury mustache.
Yeah.
So what are you saying?
I don't think women are ever gonna be like, I don't think they're. Let's just say I don't think their favorite rock band is gonna be Bush. I think there's certain trends that will never come back.
You're not talking Gavin Rosdale, though, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But I think there's a word that I can't see coming back, and that was the most popular word before we were born in the 70s. Everything was groovy. And I feel like groovy will never come back.
Sam
Danny G,
that.
Can you see? Danny,
no,
Camino,
that,
you have a teenage
daughter.
No, that
word is not coming back.
Dude, again, it's generational. Your parents, like, think about the stuff they say. Hey, what's cooking? That's so their generation. You know, they're rocking and rolling every time they leave. All right, let's rock and roll. You know, they're saying things from a different generation, a different time. Now, in the 90s.
I mean, your grandfather said things that were cool were the bee's knees.
Exactly.
It's still funny to use those in an ironic way, though.
No, I was going to say, that's what I'm saying, Sam. I feel like perhaps maybe, Danny G, when your kids may put aside dead ass, fire, all these words, and that what if your kid breaks out like, yeah, that's groovy, Dad. Like, it's possible. I just can't see it.
Hey, I obviously know what cap and no cap means, right? Like,
yeah.
BS or truth or what, right?
Yeah.
Where did that derive from? Anybody know that? I'd love to hear that, too, because that became a huge one in the past 5 years or so. Built different, the dead asses of the world. But in the 90s, Rich, because we throw it back on a Thursday, I'm going to give you some of the famous popular ones that we got from movies. And they're all corny. Okay. I never said these, but you know them. They're synonymous with the 90s. Like, if I said bogus, it's synonymous with the 80s, like rad and awesome.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Kind of like mall talk. We're right across the street from the Sherman Oaks Galleria.
Bogus.
Grody, all that.
That's
Valley
right.
Girl
That's
talk. Nice. Yeah.
Bill and Ted's Bogus Adventure.
Yeah. Like, all right, I is from the 90s.
Sam, they had an excellent adventure, a bogus journey.
Bogus journey. Sorry.
Bogus journey.
I conflated those two masterpieces.
Never used
did you
all
say I?
Say I.
I.
Now, that shirt you were wearing, Iowa Sam, this week was all that and a bag of chips. That's a 90s.
That was so lame.
That's a 90s. Never said it, but As If was another 90s term.
Yeah, Clueless.
Bling, Booyah, Da Bomb. I still say things are bomb or the bomb.
Or just say bomb.com or
bomb.
Something
com.
Stupid. What about Sick?
Sick I still use, man.
Yeah.
Fly.
Pretty fly.
Honestly, Covino, Sam pulled out a good one because I feel like Covino, if you get like a new Yankees hat or a new, oh, dude, I got the new City Connect jersey. It's sick. Like you say sick a lot.
I do say sick. Home skillet. Bugging. Let's
home
bounce.
Skillet?
These are all 90s ones. But here's a sports related one, Rich. One of your favorites. When you mess up, yo, my bad.
Yep.
My bad. Not everybody knows the story.
Brought to the mainstream by Dikembe Mutombo, who couldn't say,
no,
like, Manute Ball. Dikembe Mutombo went, no. Manute Ball, it was a language barrier thing, and when he would make a mistake, he would say, my bad, like my fault. And my bad just became lingo in the basketball community, and then in every community, let's be honest, right?
Dude, my bad is one that we all, I think, still say. Oh, snap. Oh, snap is a 90s one.
Oh, snap.
I'll tell you this. Covino, beware. And it's not a bad thing because I find it funny when you do it. But Covino said something in the beginning of this conversation last hour.
Yeah.
When you say things too much as a joke, they do become you.
Yeah, I still say snap. Oh,
and
snap.
And like Covino jokingly in a goofy way be like, oh, snap. And but like in a funny way, but you say it so much that like, is it funny or
Sniggity,
is it you?
I even throw a sniggity in front of it sometimes.
Yeah.
do you guys remember in the 90s when fat became a thing? Fat
yeah,
meaning cool.
Fat.
Though.
P-H-A-T.
P-H-A-T.
One of our callers had that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right, let's go to the
you
phones.
Stole it.
That was a brand,
stole.
No?
What'd you say?
Baby fat? Baby fat.
And Fat Farm.
And
Fat Farm.
Yeah. So let's take the phone call. Sorry about that. Let's talk to the guy that wanted to talk about fat.
With a PH.
With a PH. Who do we got, Danny G?
Carlos in Indy.
Carlos in Indy. Sorry about that. I guess I was reading your mind, bro.
Hey, what's going on, y'all, man? Yeah. That was fat back in the day, you know. I got a couple of more, though, man. You guys remember Ill? Same thing as Sink. Yo,
Ill.
Yeah. Ill, yeah.
Of course. Ill. License to Ill.
One more, bro. I used to love saying this word. Man, that's flame.
That's flame, man. Yo, they... Ill, I even came from the 80s, maybe, into the 90s.
Run DMC, you be illin'.
You be illin'. Illin'. And that became a thing, for sure. So, thanks for the call, Carlos. Who do we got next?
Let's go to Mario in Oregon. He's in Eugene, Oregon, where we're going to be soon.
Yo, word on the streets, guys. We're going to be in Oregon with Graduate Hotels in the next few weeks, the weekend of the 17th, and then in Arizona the following weekend with Graduate Hotels. Again.
Oh, I was going to say Friday shows, and I expect Mario to be there with all his friends. What's up, Mario?
You guys know it, man. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. But I'll tell you one that's mostly like a West Coast one. What about hella?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
it's a hella good call right there.
I don't want to take away, but again, regional. First time you went to Boston, like people really say wicked in front of everything. Hella, wicked, all those things.
Dude, Northern California, you cannot talk to somebody without hearing them say hella in some of their sentences.
And of course I know it, but I never used it really.
No, you're right. I'm with you. I feel like I think of Cartman on South Park.
You're hella East Coast,
hella
that's
cool.
Why.
Yeah.
I'm what you got, Iowa Sam?
So I've spent a lot of time in Philadelphia. Family's a lot of connections to the city. What's funny, so there's a regional term there.
Your uncle's the Philly fanatic, right?
That's right. My sister lives. She might be one of the people getting the free ticket tonight. Dr. Martha. Shout out to my sister.
Oh, nice.
So, but anyway, no, she's not going to the game. But so there's a term there. You guys probably know it because you grew up, you know, nearby-ish. But John, J-A-W-N. If John is anything, pass me that John. Yo, throw me that John. Yo, turn that John on. So when Cooper DeJean got drafted by the Eagles, defensive back out of Iowa, a bunch of guys on Twitter started changing their Twitter profiles to Cooper DeJean, which I think is hilarious.
I didn't know that.
John, Tasty
what's
John.
What's the other one? I feel like, is it Pennsylvania also Yinz?
Yinzers, yeah. Yinzers are like natives of the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah. It's another one. But hey, regional, sports, pop culture.
But you know what's crazy, Rich?
Lingo and slang is such a big part of it.
To spread the conversation a little further out, and I touched on it before, you know, it was regional back in the day. Now with the internet, these kids are, again, they've developed their own language at this point. They're all speaking the same thing because of social media, because of TikTok and the Rizzlers. Yo, yeah.
The Rizzlers.
You don't even just have Rizz anymore, meaning charisma, right? Like, yo, hit him with the Rizz with your charisma. That dude's just straight a Rizzler. And it is a real famous one now. You know what
That's my alter ego, right?
The Rizzler. Do you guys know, like, Sam, do you know what Gyat is?
Gyat. Is that G apostrophe Y-O-T?
It's G-Y-A-A-A-A-A-T.
Gyat.
You know what it is?
No.
It turned into, if you see a girl at a fine booty walk by, right? The Gyat, right? But now it's like a noun almost. They almost use it like, yo, she's got a Gyat, you know? But Gyat. It's just a Gyat for look at that butt.
Now, I was not aware of that.
Yeah.
Kavino, I have a
Gyat
a
Rock
fun
channel.
Yacht Rock. You know what that is? That playlist starts a juvenile back that ass up.
But my point is, all kids from this younger era, all kids are using that. You know, it was regional for us growing up.
Could I tie it into sports, which is what we love to do? We like to take dumb stories and somehow tie it into the sports world. This is why it is so important for different generational players to stay in the loop on things, to connect with teammates in the locker room, in the clubhouse. Do you remember the story last year where it got blown out of proportion, but Matthew Stafford's wife was like, yeah, he really can't connect with these young guys. Like, you got to think about the guys that were just drafted a week ago. Those guys are 20, 21, 22, 23 maybe. They're sharing a locker room or a clubhouse in baseball with guys that could be 35, 40 years old. There's a generation gap. And if you guys are speaking a completely different language, including lingo, I don't know. I feel like the older guys got to lean in and goof around with the young guys, and the young guys have to, like, I feel like those – Cross-generational things, that's positive.
You just embrace it. Like, when I hear my teenage daughter saying things, I'm like, what did you say? What is that? That's funny. That doesn't mean you need to say it. You're just bridging that gap, like we said. And by the way, we like to think we started that. Dude, if you look it up, because Rich and I have talked about this, you know, we've been doing a show for 20 years, so we've talked about slang before. I remember looking up
It's hard to think of something we haven't talked about, but I'll tell you what, we've never had a beekeeper on the show until today.
No, we haven't. But they were using slang in the 1920s, the Roaring Twenties, not the 2020s, the 1920s, and probably before that. They were probably using slang in biblical times. I don't know.
Danny G, there's one slang from the 20s. Again, not the 2020s, the 1920s, that Kavino, till this day, he jokingly says, and I find it hilarious.
I've incorporated one. One stood out to me.
Yeah, see?
No. It's like, let's say there's a stuffy woman in the, you know, she doesn't laugh at your at your sophomoric humor, right? She's a regular Mrs. Grundy.
That's what they used to say.
She's a Mrs. Grundy.
Who's
see?
Grundy? Like,
I don't know.
I don't know. But if a woman was uptight, I was saying, if a woman was uptight and she didn't laugh at your dumb jokes, or she was like pretentious. Yeah, what is she? She's a regular Mrs. Grundy.
Sounds like a nerd. Sounds like a stiff.
She's a stuffy, buttoned-up woman.
Is the opposite of that the cat's meow?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, slang's been around forever. There's a lot of things that we don't even know was slang. It just actually just became a part of how we speak. So let's wrap it up with your phone calls at 877-99 on Fox. Who do we got?
Let's go to our boy Trip in Vegas.
Trip McNeely.
Yo, Trip. What up, Trip?
What's up, gentlemen? Good afternoon.
Hey, buddy.
I got a quick one and a really funny story about what you're talking about. So I think No Duh came up in the 90s. Is that right?
I have like a list of goofy 90s. I mean, we lived it, but No Duh and not. That's all 90s stuff.
I think, you know what, I enjoy Trip, for the record. I still enjoy a good not every so often. Or psych. A good psych.
You know why, Rich? There's a method. Like, sometimes it's corny, but if you waited long enough, you could bring it back. Like, winning. Remember Charlie Sheen?
Danny G, did you see that the Danny G, you see the Raiders signed the new quarterback? Psych!
Winning! Psych is good. I like psych.
Yeah, but guess what our boy Gardner Minshew is going to do? Winning.
Like, if you could bring some back in a sarcastic.
Oh, I heard you do one the other day. The other day, Covino answered his phone and he jokingly said, "What's up?"
Right. Like, you catch somebody off guard, it's fun, you know? Who else do we got?
All right, let's go to Jason in Missouri.
Jason in Missouri talking old school slang.
Hey, you guys stole my lead. I still say this to this day. My wife hates me for it. Oh, snap. She hates that.
Oh, snap.
Snap.
Snap is a good one, man. Snap's, it's just a part of me now, as stupid as that sounds. I'd say dope is probably, if I had a, I have this fantasy, guys, that when, it doesn't involve women, it's a totally different fantasy. I have this fantasy that when you pass, when you die, you enter the pearly gates and God hands you a box of all the things you lost. It's like your personal lost.
That's where that Yankees hat went.
Yeah. Oh, my Dave Righetti T-shirt.
I'm finally going to get my Yo! MTV Rap shirt.
Right. Oh, man, those are the sunglasses I lost on vacation. You get it back. You lost it. And then you get a DVD with all your stats, right, and your highlights. And it shows you that I use the phrase dope more than any other slang probably on my DVD of highlights.
Covino.
Dope and sick.
Yeah,
dope
probably. God here. Yeah. You've used dope 48,000 times.
No, it's on my DVD highlight. Yo, yeah.
All the lines are ringing, so I'll reset them as we break.
All right, well, you know what? We'll wrap it up with your phone calls. Old school slang, old school and 50 hits. And we got to talk about, look, we're in the middle of the NBA playoffs. You got baseball heating up. But this Ryan Garcia story is pretty big, and we got to talk about that too.
Yeah, no, we're going to talk about Ryan Garcia. Do you believe him? And what he did, is it worth you saying, well, he didn't win fair and square then? Are you being a stickler? Or as Devin Haney, I think I saw him put out there, Covino, like, you know, people's lives are on the line, and like when you cheat like that, it's people's health and livelihood.
Yeah, it's
like,
not a joking matter.
Yeah, so, I mean, are you Team Haney? Do you believe Ryan Garcia?
We will chop it up next on Covino and Rich Fox Sports Radio. But job searching can be a lonely process, ending endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find the job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you could trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search.
Covino, I would love for you to tell me more. Are there jobs for welders and forklift operators and sales?
Here's
what
you do. You go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, like Rich said. So getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals.
Let me guess.
Yeah?
It puts you in the running for jobs in your whole community.
You got it. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is the one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
All right, welcome back. Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio, live from L.A. Hey. Rich is in New York. Thank you for hanging with us wherever you are. I was just in the hallway. I was like, yacht! And it was just Monsi. I take it back. Hi, Monsi.
Yacht!
We got Danny G on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. Iowa Sam, the Rizzler. Iowa Sam, always hitting you with the Riz, which, by the way, is one of my favorite new ones that the kids
Riz?
Use.
Yeah.
It was a good one. Like, wait, what is that? Oh, charisma.
Yeah. You got to give credit where it's due. Yeah. Riz is good.
That's
kids
a good one.
Are really good with the slang nowadays. That's what we're talking about, and we're wrapping it up. Old school slang on a Throwback Thursday, old school and 50 hits, and then we're talking Ryan Garcia. Rich, I got two sports ones. More like expressions, but slangs in sports.
Yeah.
Tomato can. Yo, are you kidding me?
That's a great
that
one.
Dude fought nothing but a bunch of tomato cans.
So funny.
And I don't know where that derives from, but I know it means he fought a bunch of bums that were easy to hit.
Yeah.
Now, here's another one. And I found
yeah, tomato can, see?
Yeah, he fought a bunch of tomato cans. He's a nobody from Nowhereville. Now, did you know that one, Monsi? Like, if you have no resume and all you fought was a bunch of bums, all you beat were tomato cans. You don't have real skills in boxing.
I never used that. I learned
this week. I knew the expression, like, he caught a can of corn. Oh, that was a can of corn. I know what it means in baseball, but do you know where it derives from, Rich?
You know what?
I learned it this week.
I feel like you told me, and since I don't ever listen to you, so I forgot.
Wait,
it has to do with like something about a grocery store and someone knocking a can of corn off a shelf or something, right?
Yeah. So if someone in baseball catches a lazy can of corn.
I'm from Iowa. I've never heard that.
Okay. So it's a lazy fly ball, Iowa Sam, right?
All right. I learned something
today. Lazy fly ball.
I'm from the land of corn.
It's a can of corn, right?
I'm a corn guy. I'm from the corn.
But I never knew what that meant. Yeah. And apparently back in the day, see, they would keep the corn on the top shelf, and they would knock it down with a stick, and then they would catch it in their apron. Oh, so it's just like catching a can of corn.
I still want to know why everyone spoke like that back then.
The transatlantic accent.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know, see.
Yeah, because James Cagney did, that's why.
Edward G. Robinson, see.
Yeah, because Edward G. Robinson did,
Yeah, it's gangster.
Because Caitlyn Jenner does, that's why I do. So let's go to the phones, 877-99 on Fox, and wrap it up. Old school slang, and then Ryan Garcia. Who do we got?
By the way, the phones have been so hot that the screen in front of me was tripping. There's one for you.
I love tripping.
And the whole thing sizzled up. I had to start over, man.
Smoking hot.
Randy, Jimmy in Texas said, that's what you guys get for having a good topic.
Love it. Are you saying the segment's fire?
He said flame. The caller said flame. It's flame. Randy in Vegas.
Hey, guys. Hey, I just want to say, man, I love your show. I'm an L.A. Guy, Danny G. Love you, man. I love your knowledge. Monsi, love you. You guys are awesome. I grew up on 49, so everything you guys talk about, I love it. Mine goes to basketball, and I forget the name of the rap group, but when a guy gets dunked on, we used to say, hey, you get the gas face.
Oh,
come on.
Third base.
Posterized has become a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, third base for sure.
You get the gas face.
My buddy Sean, who listens
you get the gas face.
Los Angeles, he goes, Danny G may agree with this, but you were from Northern Cali. He said, when you brought up hella,
Yeah.
He said that was a Northern Cali thing that Southern Californians would roll their eyes at. Like, that was like a, was that a big like Bay Area thing?
Very true. Yeah, that's like a Northern. You would know if somebody was visiting from Northern California because they would say that word constantly.
Hella.
Who else we got, yeah. Danny G?
All right, let's go to Jimmy in Texas.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yo,
Yo, Jay, you on?
Órale, Jimmy, vato loco.
What's up, hermanos? And
what's up?
La señorita Monty.
Hola.
Hey, I got to say, first, the one that I love trolling my kids with is that, that's dog water, bro. And I only use it with them.
It's so funny. You know what's funny, Jimmy? Is kids use that now. Like, if it's trash,
yeah.
It's dog water, right?
It's not trash.
No,
it's trash.
Dog water.
No, dog water.
But you use it to piss them off. And that's why it's funny, because your kids hate when you say something
your
like
that. Your homework is dog water.
Right.
I just looked at it. It's dog water, son. You got to redo it.
Dad, stop embarrassing me.
Exactly. That's the fun part about it. So, what else, Yimmy?
Before I dip, I did want to say that before I go to the crib, and I want to y'all want to swing by and maybe spill the beans on what's going on, or y'all gonna be bugging and dip out.
Yo, that's good, man.
That was great, yeah. Because spilling the beans always hurt my feelings as a Mexican guy. So now that it's the tea, I'm okay with it.
Tea has been the replacement.
Yeah.
Like, what's the tea? Yo, what's the guy?
I'm okay with it.
That's funny. I'm gonna bounce. We still will say, dip. Some people say dip. Some will say
dip.
Peace out still. Yeah. Peace out.
Yeah, it's so funny. Peace out is definitely like a 90s thing. Yeah. Peace out.
All right. Let's go to George in Mississippi.
Hey, George.
Hey, guys. Gonna go baseball on you. Coaching my he's 19 now, but anyway, 5 years ago, doing the 12 and 13-year-old baseball team, and here I'm coaching, and I'm like, okay, ducks on the pond.
Mm-hmm.
We're down by two runs in the last inning. Hey, guys, fat lady hadn't sung. And guess what?
Yeah.
I coached 2 years, and they ran me out of the league.
Well, that's because there was some fat moms in the crowd.
some idioms. I just recently heard Uncle Charlie. You guys know that one, that baseball term?
What's Uncle Charlie?
Uncle Charlie. That is, I think it's a pit. Let me see. I'm going to look it up.
But if you call somebody, he's an Uncle Charlie?
He's an Uncle Charlie.
What does that mean?
Well,
I don't know.
I got to look now.
Charlie in Vietnam had, it was like,
watch out
for Charlie, man.
Yeah.
Watch
I know
out
that
for
one.
The enemy.
Oh, you know what? Let me give you one that I use in baseball, Camino, and it's I said it when I'm coaching the girls' t-ball, and they all looked at me like, Coach Rich, what are you talking about? I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes no sense. I go, look at you hitting ropes. Like, hitting ropes.
Frozen ropes.
Frozen ropes.
Yeah.
As
a kid, I get it. You figure those things out and you roll with them.
I think Uncle Charlie was a curveball thrower. Like he threw like a curveball.
Oh, like a junk pitcher.
Yeah,
like
man,
a junk
he threw Uncle Charlie.
He's crafty.
The big one is Jimmy said it in his call, and I'm surprised Danny or you didn't say it more, but especially more so in the hip hop community. Yo, people did not say their apartment, their house. Yo, my crib was huge. Crib was that's like a top 10 answer, I think. Like that was.
I mean, there was an MTV show about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Exactly.
Hashtag old school slang at Fox Sports Radio. We'll get all your feedback there. Now, again, we're live from the TireRack.com studios, but we got to go to Monsi Bolaños.
Hola, all right, Monsi. Fellas. Hello. Damian Lillard has 5 points in his return for the Bucks, who are currently beating the Pacers 13-8 halfway through the first quarter.
Totally tubular.
Tubular.
On the injury report here, this is on ESPN site. Rich, just so you know, it says Giannis Antetokounmpo estimated return date, May 4th. That's Saturday.
Ooh.
So again, if there is a game 7, Antetokounmpo may come back for that one. This is game 6, win or go home for the Bucks. Following this game, it's win or go home for the 76ers. They're hosting the Knicks. That game is at 9 p.m. Eastern time. In baseball, the Dodgers announced.
Late start time?
I know.
Barf.
You got to stay up. Power through. Act like those 21-year-olds and power through. In baseball, the Dodgers announced that Walker Buehler is going to make his season debut on Monday against the Marlins. He's going to be coming back 20 months after undergoing his second Tommy John operation. Today in baseball, 2 walk-offs. The Mets walked off the Cubs 7-6 in 11 innings. The Marlins walked off the Rockies 5-4 in 10 innings. Also victories for the Orioles, the Giants, and the Rangers. In college football, Georgia has raised Kirby Smart's salary to $13 million, making him the highest paid coach in college football. They also extended his contract contract by 2 years. The Colts exercised a fifth-year option on defensive end Kwity Paye's contract, and the Steelers have declined the fifth-year option on running back Najee Harris. And the last thing here is that the USGA announced that Tiger Woods accepted a special exemption that will allow him to compete in next month's U.S. Open. So Tiger's still doing it. I don't know how much longer. Back to you guys.
Cap
hey,
or no Bonsi, cap?
Bonsi, before you called guys in your life F-boys, what about boy toys back in the day? Girls would be like, he's my boy toy.
I never used F-boys. Boy toy, yes. F-boys, I've never used that word.
Bomb diggity.
Well, bomb diggity. Bomb.com.
Cavino and Rich. Thank you, Monty Bolaños.
Yes.
And we got to make time for Ryan Garcia. We'll talk about it next, Rich. I'll give you some reasons why I think he's... Well, I think this whole thing is sus. How about that?
Yeah, bite me. let's get to Ryan Garcia. And, you know, we keep saying we're going to talk about this Patrick Mahomes story. We got to get to that before the end of the show.
It's time to dip.
So. All right, yeah, it's time to dip. You realize we're running out of time.
More Cavino and Rich next. Hang tight. Hang
now,
ten.
Whether you're headed to campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. Because there's no better place to stay. We were just there in Nashville, had a great turnout, had a lot of fun, did a live broadcast. We might be heading to Oregon on the weekend of the 17th and then the following weekend in Arizona. And when it's time for you to book, save 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW.
Now, that's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And, hey, if you're looking forward to the college football season and you want to get some rooms for you and your buds or family, Graduate Hotels, they got you. Now, you got to do it now because those reservations book up fast, obviously, big college football weekends. So, again, up to 30% off with our code CRSHOW at graduatehotels.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Cavino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Cavino, you feeling hella good?
Yeah. Let's just keep on dancing. Like Ted. Cavino and Rich, it's a Thursday that feels like a Friday. Dos de Mayo. I'm excited for the fiesta. By the way, join us tomorrow. We're going to have a fiesta here on the show. Cavino and Rich. Yeah, I can't wait. Get your gritos ready. Practice your grito, Iowa Sam.
Sound like you need some practice right there.
I'm you trying. Boys like Mexico?
What are you doing? Pato Loco. Plus, weekend hobnobbing, what you need to watch on tomorrow's show. But right now, we're live from the TireRack.com studio. Let Express Employment Professionals help hire your next pro. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes, and interviews with unqualified applicants. Move up to the pros. Go to ExpressPros.com to find a location near you. That's ExpressPros.com. And it's time for this week's Pro of the Week.
Yeah.
Slap that belly. That's our drum roll. The Express Pros Pro of the Week goes to, Monty's going to hate this, Luka Doncic went off against Monty's Clippers.
He always goes off against Clippers.
Yeah, but he had a bum knee and still went off, and your Clippers lost to the Mavs by 30 points.
That's
sounds
right.
Salty.
That's right.
He scored 35 of them, 7 rebounds, 10 assists. So congrats again to Luka for being our Express Pro of the Week.
Monty, your fellow Clipper fan here at the network, Ben Maller,
Jess,
on his show early this morning, he called that a gutless performance by his Clippers.
Wow. It was a gutless performance.
He called it gutless.
I think thought it was game four of the regular season. Like, so, they had all these other games left. I don't understand. I mean, I'm with him.
Mavs were playing like their life was on the line. The Clippers were just kind of lollygagging.
Only Westbrook and Norman Powell played like it was something.
Harden disappeared.
No more dilly-dally for them.
Jekyll and Hyde. I don't know what's coming out.
Yeah.
Out in California, so now you got to go win in Dallas and then hope to get back home. So, that, you know, I think, you know, when you don't have a horse in the race, you always you always root for game sevens. Like, I'm in New York, and I know tonight I'm meeting a friend for dinner, and everyone at the bars are going to be watching the Knicks-Sixers. I'll be like fake rooting with them, like, yeah, way to go, Brunson. But in my mind, I'm like, who doesn't want to see a game seven, right? Don't you? If your team's not in it, everyone's always rooting for game seven. In basketball and hockey, that's what it's all about, game sevens.
Well, big nights for the Mavs and the Celtics tonight. Bucks, Pacers, Knicks, 76ers, enjoy it. Again, we're Covino and Rich. And Ryan Garcia got in trouble yesterday. Is it a witch hunt? I think it is. Apparently, he failed his doping test, and they're saying they found Ostarine in his urine. And the tests were taken prior to the fight, but the results weren't known until later. How's that even possible before a big fight like this? Here's what he had to say about it. Take a listen to Ryan Garcia.
What's up, everybody? I came on here to address this claim that I cheated.
Lies.
Yeah. Everybody knows that I don't cheat. What can I say? You know, why didn't they come out with this before, you know, the fight? If they found it before, why would they let me step into the ring as a cheater and then come out with a victory and then they post this, you know? Again, these are people that are trying to attack me for whatever reason, but no weapon against me shall prosper. I never taken a steroid. I don't even know where to get steroids at the end of the day. I barely, you know, take supplements. They're saying it's coming from the ashwagandha.
Yeah, apparently Ostarine was found. That's the banned substance. He has 10 days to request his B sample to be tested. But here's why I believe him. I believe him because there was so much shadiness even leading up to this point. That referee, remember the referee? Come on.
Of course.
Two knockdowns. I feel like he tried to cheat in that moment. There was judges who had a majority draw. The judges were shady. And it was a clean, unanimous decision. Victor Conti is one of the guys involved in the testing. He's sort of known for being shady here. And let's remember what Ryan Garcia did. He bet $2 million on himself to win 12. I don't think people are happy about that. People aren't happy about his Trump clip that went viral this week either. A lot of people didn't like him hanging out and buddy chummy with Trump. And now he's talking about exposing elites. People didn't like that either.
Are you calling shenanigans?
I'm saying there's more to be left here in this story, okay? So I think it's more of a witch hunt, and I kind of do believe him. We'll talk more about it tomorrow.
Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Goodbye.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.